sucks better than this. Guys, being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino, Kyle Krabs, and Chris Schubert from the Draft Network. And we are your hosts here on this Friday episode of the show. Gentlemen, Kyle, Chris, Kyle, what's up?
Money, 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 money.
Oh, the Ted DiBiase $1 million man.
Let's make some money today on the pod. We're back. Chris, I'd expect you to know this one.
It's a Friday free-for-all, just to make it very clear to everybody at home. Welcome to the Friday free-for-all episode of the show.
Whoa, it is a free-for-all. Chris, what is going on with the background of your screen? Are you a big frog guy?
There's a critter back there.
Okay, so I guess it really is a free-for-all here on a Friday. So just so you know, I have a TV behind me that I mainly watch Mets baseball games on. And so I Chromecast from my phone to the TV. This is the Chromecast rotating background that you are seeing. So it'll rotate a bunch of different pictures. It looks like
a tree frog.
Yeah, it looks like a little tree frog.
You know, one thing that just before we get into the football aspect, you know, one thing I've quickly realized about my daughter.
What's that?
I'm going to have to take her to the zoo ASAP.
Because loves the animals.
The dog walks in the room. The cats walk in the room. Just starts laughing her ass off.
Oh, wow.
Smiling at him, reaching down, trying. And she's like 4 months old. She's 4 months old on Saturday. So,
you have a local zoo there?
You got the Philadelphia International Zoo.
Okay.
Uh-huh. You've got the Hershey Zoo. Sweetest place on earth, Hershey, Pennsylvania.
How close is that to you?
It's a lot closer to where I used to live.
Okay.
Used to be about 50 minutes from me. Now it's probably 2.5 hours. So you got some options. Philadelphia is 45 minutes from me.
Yeah.
So going to be a big zoo guy, apparently. Found that out
the last couple of weeks. Big fan of going to zoos. So
what's your favorite stop along the way?
The big cats, man.
The big
jungle
cats.
Yeah.
Chris.
This will surprise you. Not a zoo guy. Not an animal guy.
Oh,
really?
Shoot me.
Chris's week was made this morning when we recorded Thursday's show because my damn cat was sitting on the floor at
big
my feet. And Chris is like,
look at the cat.
That's
fair. Big cat guy, not a big dog guy. And that's about it. So
you don't want to go see gorillas?
I don't want to go see like lizards. No, aquariums I don't like. No, I don't like any.
Shoot.
Not
a fan of fun. That's what Shuby is. Wow.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Now, I have a hard time arguing with big cats.
So what's your answer? Is that you're with me on this?
You know, I went somewhere and saw a hippo one time, and that was pretty fun.
Wow.
Go to the aquarium. You go to the aquarium, the best stop's the penguins.
Oh, yeah. You could sit there for like way too long.
Yep. Just sit there and it's just fascinating.
Yeah.
Just that little society that exists.
Yeah.
So anyway, Chris, why don't you tell everybody what we're doing on this Friday free-for-all that is absolutely a free-for-all.
So courtesy of our friends over at betonline.ag, I have some NFL draft gambling props that we want to discuss here on the show today.
Money.
And I'm going to throw the prop out to the guys. They will give you their thoughts. They will discuss. It is going to be the longest episode of Draft Dudes Do Math in the history of the show. So hopefully we're all ready for that.
We just lost half the audience, Shub. Great.
To be fair, we did the lines for college football for the last normal season of college football and had great success. So I'm confident in our ability to navigate the waters here.
Right. There's a lot of these, and I don't think we're going to get to all of them here on the show on Friday, but I do want to start
Poopy Pants
with the ones that I think are the most relevant. We will start with the first round props. These are all related to first round things, and I will start with this gentleman. Cornerbacks drafted in the first round over under 4 is the number, according again to our friends over at betonline.ag.
So you need 5 to hit the over because they didn't give you the half.
4 is going to be a push either way.
So Pat Surtain, lock. JC Horn, lock. Mm-hmm. Greg Newsome feels like a lock.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb Farley medicals.
Maybe.
Maybe. So that would be four.
Eric Stokes, Asante Samuel. Think that's all your possibilities, right?
And I don't think Samuel sneaks into the first.
I don't either. I think exactly four.
I was going to say, is that enough maybes to give you an extra lock and then say it's four and call it a push?
Yeah, I think this is a push.
So what I would do, folks at home, don't touch this bet. We will have plenty of business to be had, but this, they didn't give you the half. So like I'm on the fence and I'm going to stay on the fence. I'm Switzerland in this case.
I'd also warn everybody that this is for entertainment purposes only. Don't follow our advice.
Oh no, I am betting every bet that we commit to. I am betting like in real time on the show. I will share my screen if you'd like me to.
Never mind then. I tried to put a nice disclaimer out there. Never mind.
Nope.
If it was 3.5, I'd take the over, but not four. It's going to be even four.
This is one that we have done, I think, a couple iterations of on Takes on Takes and Would You Rather. This conversation has come up a lot. Offensive linemen drafted in the first round, over or under 6.5 offensive linemen taken in the first round.
Joe, you want to walk through it?
I think it's absolutely – well, we'll walk through it. Sewell, Slater, Jenkins, locks. I think all three of those are locks.
So is Darisaw.
Darisaw's a lock. That's four. I think there's probably another tackle. I don't know. It could be Cosme. It could be Eichenberg. It could be maybe Mayfield, maybe Radunz.
Yeah, it ain't going to be Mayfield. After
right. I'm just saying, day. Just listen, possibilities.
Small sample size and bad pro day. That's a bad mix.
Okay. We have Elijah Vera Tucker. That feels like a lock.
Yes. I think he's the only. Now, would I be stunned if Landon Dickerson got in? No.
No.
I would not be stunned at all if Landon Dickerson snuck in the first round. I just saw Gil Brandt mention Creed Humphrey as a potential first round guy.
Well, and Wyatt Davis was invited to the draft.
Stop. No, it's not happening.
He's invited to the draft and he declined.
The only logical landing spot in the first round for Wyatt Davis is Baltimore.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think there's other teams that would like to have a solid starter at the interior.
Okay, so we're going to take a solid starter guard in this offensive line class in the first round. Go ahead. Tell me who it is.
I'm just saying there's possibilities.
Tell me who it is. I want to know who. Give me a name.
Kansas City.
No.
Buffalo.
You tell me.
The Jets. Yeah, those are all reasonable possibilities. I'm saying, and you can't completely say no way. You can't completely say no way.
Okay, cool. Well, so you're taking the over on this.
No, I'm taking the under.
Is the argument there's so many names that the scarcity or surplus is going to prevent the run from coming?
Yes, because I think there's going to be – did we go five tackles?
Well, you said four plus you thought one more was going to sneak in.
So that will be five. Elijah Vera Tucker, six.
Yeah.
There's too many maybes there. I'm taking the under on this. It's a deep offensive line class. Teams may choose to wait. Evidently, I can get Wyatt Davis for sure not in the first round, you know?
I think I'd take the over on this.
The over is plus 110.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take the over at plus. Because what the bet odds are kind of helps you make up your mind, right? Like, you're making calculated risks on things that you think could pay out reasonably well. Correct, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, again, over 6.5 linemen is plus 110. You're getting, you know. That's the underdog, right? That's the underdog. Over is the underdog in the scenario.
I'm going to throw $5 on this one.
Okay.
And I'm taking the over.
Okay. All right. This one, I believe, is the source of a draft dude's bet between Joe and Kyle. Running backs drafted in the first round, over under half of a running back. So basically, the question that I will pose to you, gentlemen, will one running back go in the first round of the 2021 NFL draft?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, this one's easy, and the over is minus 250. So
I'm still only putting $5 on it. But
just lying. The bet sheet's going to be filled with things for you.
Money, 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 money.
Safeties drafted in the first round, over under a half.
I think this is over as well.
You think Merrig goes first round?
I do. I think there's enough spots. There's enough demand. I think his tape is good enough. Single high guys always get coveted. Let me ask you this. Is he a better or worse prospect? And I liked Darnell Savage a lot. But is he a better or worse prospect than Darnell Savage?
Probably pretty close to me.
I think he's a better coverage safety than Darnell Savage was at Maryland.
And I'd say that I think Savage is probably a guy that I trust more to play down low. But obviously the one high stuff is very appealing.
And you got Jacksonville. You got the Jets. You got the Ravens.
Jets.
Yes.
With May and Davis?
Three safeties is the way. Chris, would you be mad if Trevon Moehrig from TCU was your first round pick at 23?
I would not be mad at that at all.
Okay. I would say Cleveland, but they signed like every good safety in the free agent market. So
yeah, they're good to go.
They're locked and loaded.
Maybe Baltimore. John Johnson, right?
Maybe Baltimore.
Is Baltimore your default answer? Baltimore. Baltimore shows default answer for any player. Oh, Baltimore will take him. Total defensive players drafted in the first round of the 2021 NFL draft, over under 14 and a half defensive players.
Under.
Okay. So let's, do you want to count defensive players or do you want to count offensive players that you feel are locked and loaded?
Well, if you're going to do it the other way, I will then offer this to you. The total number of offensive players in the first round of the 2021 NFL draft is 17 and a half over under. So there you go. I've given you both. You add those two up, those equal 32. That's how many picks there are in the first round for those of you doing math at home. So 17 and a half for offensive, 14 and a half is the total for defense.
Can I just tell you how I get to the under very quickly without having to do anything? How many are going? How many defensive players are going in the top 10? Maybe one, right?
Maybe. Would it stun you to see Denver go Micah Parsons theoretically and Dallas go with a corner?
No. So most you're saying is two?
I'd say if I were to set an over under on defensive players in the top 10, I'd probably set it at 1.5.
Okay. So let's just say it's two. So you're saying that 13 of the remaining 20 picks. Hopefully I did that well. I don't know if that was good math or not. 13 of the rest of the picks would have to be offensive linemen for that to work, right?
Yes.
Or excuse me, defensive players.
13 of the next 20 would have to be defensive players for you to get the 15 number to hit the over. Yeah. Yes.
I don't think it happens. That's how I get there.
It's a very simplified way.
Means you feel comfortable taking the over on offensive players at 17 and a half, Joe.
Yeah, because I'm getting 8 or 9 in the first 10 picks. Halfway there, man.
Both of those bets are the favorites, not the underdogs. So going very chalky.
So maybe you're hearing what we're doing here, and you want to put some cash down on these bets, just like Kyle. Got to head on over to Bet Online. This is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. The football season might be over, but you got draft props, you got the NBA, MLB, NHL. There's plenty of sports to bet on, and BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on just about anything that you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the new scores and odds, and it's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head on over to their website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit when you use our promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
I got another one here for you to start the second portion of the show. I'm going to give you guys the prop. You tell me what five players you think made the list, and then we can go through the odds, okay?
Okay.
First defensive player to be picked in the 2021 NFL draft. Now, Kyle, you might have seen these, so you'd be cheating.
I have a question.
Please, yes.
Are we not doing over under wide receivers in the first round?
Oh, did I skip one? Okay,
please. We did.
You know what? Then I will back up then. You're right. Wide receivers drafted in the first round, over under 4.5.
Ooh.
This is over, right?
Yeah, I think it's over. I think it's over.
Like, you'll get the quote unquote big three.
Yep.
With Smith, Waddle, and Chase. And I think your worst case scenario is those three are probably gone by 12.
Yeah, 12. Yeah.
Okay. Then you got Tony, Bateman, Elijah Moore, Terrence Marshall, maybe.
Rondell Moore, maybe. Come on, maybe.
Okay, Peter.
You're so averse to Rondell. I don't even understand what the hate is for.
He can't stay healthy.
The NFL took John Ross at number 9.
Yeah, and the NFL took Laviska Shenault, who's a 6'2", 220-pound version of the same player in the second round.
How do you dismiss it so easily? How do you say emphatically that Rondale Moore has no chance of going in the first round?
Because he's 5'7", and he hasn't played a full season in 3 years.
Marquise Brown was smaller, had a foot injury, and they still took him in the first round. You can't see a path to this?
No.
Why am I yelling?
The point is there's options. So we're taking over 4.5.
Yes.
Collectively. And I'm dropping $5 on that one.
That was a very heated over 4.5 on that one from you guys. All right, let's get back to the one that I teased there. First offensive player picked in the 2021 NFL draft. Defensive player. There are five names listed here. Do you want to try to guess the five names before I tell you the odds on the players?
I will admit myself because I have seen this one.
All right, Joe probably hasn't seen the list, so we can let Joe participate in the game.
Good luck.
Patrick Surtain.
Okay, he is first on the list at -130. I'll give you clues as we go here.
J.C. Horn.
J.C. Horn is third on the list at +375.
Micah Parsons.
He is second on the list at +200.
So I need one more?
Two more.
Come on. You got it.
Okay.
Come on, big guy.
Aziz Ojulari.
That would be a no.
Oh, really?
We're going to do it Family Feud style. That's strike one.
Okay.
You get three strikes and you're out.
Okay.
That's a fun concept, Chris.
Yeah, let's file that one away for a draft show here coming up.
Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah.
That's going to be two strikes here.
Oof, in the chat.
Two strikes. Other family, Krabs family, get ready to steal.
I don't like this. Christian Barmore?
No. Unbelievable. Oh, Kyle, he's going to hate himself when you tell these two names out.
Come on, what are they?
Kwity Paye.
He is fourth at +550.
Jalen Phillips.
Is fifth at +1100.
Sorry to my to people.
Is it worth throwing $5 on Jalen Phillips?
No.
Is there a chance that, okay, work with me. There's four quarterbacks in the first four picks. The Bengals take Penei Sewell. The Dolphins take Kyle Pitts. The Detroit Lions take Ja'Marr Chase in this situation. Okay. Carolina takes
Slater.
I don't know. Rashawn Slater.
Okay.
Denver takes Mac Jones.
Oh, don't do that. Denver. Okay.
Why?
Denver
well, why would you do that to our right Denver? Listeners?
Who else? I'm trying to get to 10 picks in the first 10 picks, and they're all offensive players.
But you can't else? Because Denver's going to take a corner, or Dallas is going to take a corner at 10.
Can you just entertain me for a minute? Is there any chance that 9 and 10 end up being offensive players with that run of 8 to start, and then the Giants take Jalen Phillips as the pass rusher to open the defensive players?
I think you need Slater to be there at 10 for Dallas. I think that's what you need to happen. So you need somebody to trade out and somebody to come up for a quarterback.
So whether that's Carolina trading out. There's a chance.
A very slim chance, yeah.
As good of a chance as there is that Wyatt Davis gets drafted in the first round.
Oh, okay, boy. Well,
yeah, and I'm not putting $5 on Jalen Phillips. I'm gonna put $5 on J.C. Horn though. Joe, what about you?
I would. Yes, I think there's a good chance. I think he's now that Carolina has solved, you know, their quarterback issue for now. I think they're gonna go either offensive line or corner, and I think J.C. Horn's certainly in play.
Right. I mean, that right there, South Carolina. Right, that pipeline, relatively local prospect, lit his pro day on fire as far as his testing goes.
I would actually say that South Carolina is the closest Power 5 team to Charlotte.
Closer than Clemson.
Yes, by it's yes, much closer. Yeah.
So that's the local school.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would want to admit that, but time-wise in terms of driving distance, it's the closest.
And I could put $5 down on Pat Surtain, but if I get J.C. Horn at +375, that's a much better potential return on my bet. So I'll take the calculated risk of J.C. Horn, whether that's at Carolina or Dallas or Denver. Those three teams you could all see being potential corner landing spots. And I'll just take a roll of the dice that J.C. Horn has gotten his name so hot that he ends up coming off the board first.
Yeah, wouldn't bat an eye. I listened to Richard Sherman and Trey White talk about the cornerback class on Collinsworth's podcast the other day. And they both said Horn, best corner in the class. Yeah. So I think they know something about cornerbacks, right?
I think these next two are pretty simple. Oh, I will blast through
them. They moved this line again.
The second pick overall, Zach Wilson is the overwhelming favorite at minus 2,000. So there you have that. You can get Justin Fields at plus 850, Trey Lance at plus 1,600, Penei Sewell at plus 2,200.
Penei Sewell.
Where things get interesting here, the third overall pick, Mac Jones is the favorite at minus 140, Justin Fields plus 100, Trey Lance plus 550, Zach Wilson plus 1,600.
Listen, BetOnline released these odds last night, and Justin Fields at three was plus 500, and then they locked him. And then they unlocked him, and he was plus 160, and he was 110 an hour ago, and now he's plus 100.
That Justin Fields money is coming
in. It's pouring in.
Pouring in.
I'm getting in on it.
I think it's Fields. I know Schefter came out and said Mac Jones. The former Shanahan, Orlovsky, thinks it's Jones. I think it's Fields. I think that Kyle Shanahan wants a dynamic quarterback, guys that can – you know, be a run threat in the zone read game. He wants you to have to defend every blade of grass on the field. You can't do that with Mac Jones. You can with Justin Fields. And think about the two other quarterbacks that we saw aggressive moves made by Shanahans in the past, Jay Cutler, Robert Griffin III. Those are not Mac Jones. I think he wants a dynamic player, and that's not Mac Jones. It's Justin Fields.
So why are you so dismissive of Trey Lance then?
Because I think there's a relationship there with the Shanahan.
Yeah, and that's absolutely correct. I'm just curious if there was a reason why we're so in on Justin Fields but not Trey Lance.
I think Fields is further along than Lance. Two seasons of starting experience in the Big Ten versus 318 passing attempts at North Dakota State.
I'd agree with that as well.
Need to tell you guys about Built Bar. This is the best tasting protein bar on the planet. They have so many amazing flavors. Some of my favorites are the cookies and cream, coconut almond, lemon almond cheesecake, super underrated. You got to try these things. They're all delicious. They're covered in 100% chocolate, and they're soft and easy to chew. It's like eating a candy bar, but it's good for you. Built Bar is great for anyone who is health conscious, whether you want to lose weight, maintain weight, or just indulge in a delicious treat. Got to try Built Bars. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and perfect for anyone on the keto diet. We got a deal for you. Go to builtbar.com. And use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. Again, use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com.
First offensive lineman to be picked in the 2021 NFL Draft. Penei Sewell, Rayshon Slater. Penei Sewell minus 450, Rayshon Slater plus 275.
Penei Sewell, lock it in.
Kyle, thoughts?
Okay. I agree.
Do you guys want to discuss the first pick of the 2021 NFL draft?
Let's not waste our time.
Isn't that one of those deals where you just put all your money on Trevor Lawrence and you just get like a very modest payout, but you kind of like hide an illegal transaction? Isn't that what people do?
Trevor Lawrence is minus 10,000, just for those.
Minus 10,000.
If you're keeping track.
So what is the payout? If you put $100 on that, what do you make? $100 and 1 cent? Like what?
You don't make
if you
much.
If you put $100 on it, you would win $1.
You have to put $10,000 down to win $100.
That's so egregious that it's not even worth betting on the off chance that something crazy happens, and it doesn't happen.
The first running back to be picked in the 2021 NFL draft, Najee Harris, Travis Etienne, Javonte Williams. Najee Harris, the favorite at minus 160, Travis Etienne plus 160, Javonte Williams plus 500.
I think it's Najee.
At 18?
I think that's the first place that it makes sense, but I think it's Najee. Do you want to know why? Here's a hot take. This is not a hot take.
Is it because he told Todd McShay to kiss his ass?
Thank God I didn't write up a report on Harris this year.
Yeah, I'd hate to be that guy.
Yeah, I've had a few prospects not happy with my reports that it's gotten back to me. Here's the reality. Najee Harris is the running back in this draft class that is the best on passing downs. from a pass blocking perspective, from a route running perspective, from hands. He's the guy. He's the best one. And I think that's what the NFL is going to gravitate towards. What does this look, Kyle?
I don't know if he wants me to move on. If he's collecting his thoughts, I'm not sure.
No.
You got to explain what the hell you're doing.
Goodness gracious, man! This is an audio podcast. You can't just make faces.
I am mulling over if I want to put $5 on Javonte Williams.
Well,
he's plus 500.
Well, while you contemplate it, can I move on to the next prop?
No, you can't. I also think there's a reasonable chance it's Joe acts so open and shut like it's Najee Harris, and I don't think it is.
You gotta have confidence in what you say. I'm not certain about a damn thing. But you gotta have a take.
You mean to tell me Arizona can't take Travis Etienne?
I think they can.
Oh, they can.
They think they certainly can.
And why would they not?
Well, because they have other needs.
If the two corners come off the board, if J.C. Horn and Patrick Surtain come off the board, are they taking a corner?
You don't think Greg Newsom's a possibility?
They could be the team that takes 16? Caleb Farley.
Sure.
I think it's Travis. I think his explosiveness and speed is going to sell somebody. Jets at 23, perhaps. Who knows? Scientists don't even know.
The first wide receiver to be picked in the 2021 NFL draft. Jamar Chase, the favorite at minus 500. Devonta Smith, plus 500. Jalen Waddle, plus 550.
I think it's Chase.
It will be Jamar Chase.
Yeah. Are we good? We can move on now?
Yes.
I have a couple of more here that we can do. Selected at what number? Devonta Smith. Over or under selection 11.5.
Isn't that so interesting? Because they have him as the second best odds to be the number one receiver off the board, but it's 11.5 for the over under on where he goes.
They're thinking
Jalen Waddle's going to go.
Do you want to know why that is?
Yeah.
Because if the board breaks right, the Dolphins will take him at 6. If the board breaks wrong, the Dolphins will take him at 6. If the board breaks right, where's the demand?
So isn't that kind of the problem, though? Isn't that weird? Like, if you're the only team that's going to pick them at 6, then, like, why would you pick them at 6?
Right. Well, I think you're positioning yourself to get either Pitts or Chase.
Right. And the Falcons need to cooperate for that to happen.
And the Bengals can cooperate, too, by taking Penei Sewell.
Right, which I think will happen.
Likewise. But – That's what you're betting on. Is one of those two will be there, but if it goes Pitts and Chase, Smith, I would imagine, is probably the next one up for the Dolphins specifically because of Tua.
But if it's Pitts, Sewell, Dolphins go Chase.
Yeah, I would think so. And if Pitts is on the board, weird. I think they take Pitts.
Okay, I am going to say that he goes after – I'm taking the over.
Ooh, you don't think there's any chance he goes to the Giants?
No, I don't think there's any chance he goes to the Giants.
The Giants pick where, 12?
11.
11.
The Eagles pick 12.
The Eagles.
It's a smart spot to put him.
Dave Gettleman's going to pick the pound-for-pound smallest wide receiver in the NFL. He's going to do it at pick 11 when he can get a hog molly. Or he can
no excuses here for Daniel Jones. You better give him everything he needs. And I'm sorry, but I'm not hitching my wagon to John Ross to rely on him for anything.
I'm taking the over. You don't have to agree. It's okay. I'm over on this one.
Jalen Waddle has the same number, 11.5.
Oh my God.
If you're taking the over on Devonta Smith,
you have to take the under on
Jalen Waddle.
On Jalen Waddle. Because I think that would be a better pick for the Giants.
Okay.
However, I think he's in play for Detroit. Do we think Devonta Smith's in play for Detroit?
No, it's not a knee biter.
Is Jalen Waddle a knee biter?
I think it's an ankle biter, isn't it?
No, a kneecap. Bite a kneecap.
Kneecaps.
Oh, yes, kneecap biter, right.
That's
right,
what Dan right. Campbell said. We're going to bite your kneecaps.
Right. I thought he was biting.
No, ankle biter's like the phrase for like tiny dogs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, let's see what you did there. Detroit's such a mystery team. Like, we sort of feel like we have an idea for the first six picks. Not Detroit.
Jamar Chase over under six as his selection.
Over seven to Detroit.
Joe, any thoughts here?
Wait, so if the Falcons go Pitts.
Kyle thinks that Penei Sewell is going to be a Dolphin or
no.
Kyle Pitts
no. Penei
Sewell is
going to be a Bengal.
Sewell to the Bengals, Pitts to the Falcons. Miami doesn't pick Chase at six.
They will, but Atlanta's either going to take a quarterback or they're going to trade it to somebody who takes a quarterback.
Also, six is a push for Kyle, so he would just get his money back in that situation.
Should have given me the half.
But I'm taking the push too.
Well, you get the push either way, but yeah.
Well, I'm taking whatever Kyle took.
This is the last one we'll do. Selected at what number? Trey Lance over under 6.5.
Man, don't do this.
I hate that. So does he?
Why is the number 6.5? It should just be 4.5 because that's the only spot.
Because if Miami.
I guess they're teasing potential Cincinnati or Miami trade back, but.
Yeah, but you see, if you're Miami and they go and Pitts and Chase are off the board and you're going to pick Devonta Smith, you might as well just trade out.
Then why'd you trade up in the first place?
Because you have a reasonable chance at either Pitts or Chase.
You pay a future first round pick for a reasonable chance? Hell no. You stay there and make a damn pick because you committed to it already.
Even if it's Devonta Smith?
I mean, not unless you're getting more back than what you gave up to come up in the first place. And they'll get raked over the coals for that. Oh,
my God. If Trey Lance is on the board, would you go back to 14 where Minnesota's at?
I could.
You would. I know you would.
I think Detroit would also be interested in that. Just do a pick swap, play defense.
I mean, all three of those teams, 6, 7, and 8, even though it wouldn't seem Miami would do it because they probably – Miami knew that there was three players that they were comfortable getting at 6. So, predictively, I don't think they're going to move.
Right. So, it's either 4 or bust for Trey Lance. I'm taking the over I'm taking the under because I think somebody makes that move or Atlanta makes that move. Give me the under on 6.5.
All right. So I think you and I both agree that it's Lawrence, Wilson, Fields, Lance.
Lance.
So where does Mac Jones go? 15?
That's a story for another day. Yeah. We're done here on the show. Friday free for all. We had a good old time. I got like $50 worth of bets in with $5 bets on everything we talked about. So lots to look forward to. Lots of money to hopefully make. Make sure you keep plugged in right here on the podcast. We are in the final stretch to the 2021 NFL Draft. Kyle Krabs, Joe Marino, Chris Schubert, thanks as always for listening to the Draft Dudes podcast. Enjoy your weekends. We'll talk with you on Monday.